Brian Benjamin.
Hey, Brian, it's Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Hey, can you hold on 1 second? I'm going to transfer you through to my supervisor.
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, is this Brian?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Brian. My name's Ruben Goldstein. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. How
Hi,
are you
Ruben.
Doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I understand Jeremiah reached out to you based on a filing you guys had with GE Capital several years back. You're looking for some equipment, and you sent over an NDA, correct?
What do you mean, GE Capital?
I guess there is a filing for financing. National City Secured Party General Electric Corporation, and this is in 2011, I believe.
That was the funds that bought Libertas Copper bought it in late 2011.
Okay, so the current entity has been owned by
a
company for 5 years. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. That's I joined them. Very end of 2011, early 2012, when the private equity firm bought it.
Oh, so the company's owned by a private equity firm right now?
Yeah. Well, Zohar Funds, yeah.
Okay. And so I've got these all these...
It was previously owned by the Allen family, and they ran into problems with Wells Fargo and PNC. It's a relationship issue, and they forced them into bankruptcy. And then Zohar Patriarch Funds bid on it. They buy distressed, debt.
Okay.
And then Olin bid on it, which is a publicly traded company, Global Brass. Revere Copper bid on it. And both of those companies bid considerably more. That's in the records. They didn't get it because it would have went to Tier 2 review.
Okay.
And they wanted to just be done with it. Now, here's the... as an ex-auditor, I like to say, here's your audit sniff test on how good the company is. The same lending crew that took it in the bankruptcy because of the relationship with the previous family was Wells Fargo and PNC. They immediately went to Patriarch and said, we want to do the deal by ourselves. So the same exact lending group out of Boston is our banking officers now.
Okay.
And they have the entire facility. They have we're going to add a bank or two, and they asked us not to.
They said you're going to add a bank or two.
Well, up front in early 2012, they did the whole $65 million facility, and they said, go ahead and we'd like you to add another bank or two to it. They should carve up the facility and keep 40. And we can add another bank to do 25. I said, okay. So I went out and I lined up Bank of America and BB&T to join the facility. And we did good in 2012. We had $16 million of EBITDA in 2012. They flew down and asked, they said, we'd prefer you don't add the other bank. You can do what you want. That's your right. But it's easier for all of us if you just stay with us. So we never added another bank.
Gotcha.
So today we're still with Wells. And the facility goes through 2019, March of 2019, and has no financial covenants.
Okay.
And we borrowed LIBOR plus 2.5.
And so I have a question for you.
My career, no financial covenants.
I have a question for you. So how much equipment, there's all these different quotes, how much equipment total are you getting? What's the cost?
Well, the total... project is $2.2 million.
Okay.
We already bought the equipment at auction in the used equipment market for like $400,000 or what.
When did that purchase take place?
A couple months ago, three
okay.
months ago maybe.
And what are you? And did you finance that or pay cash?
We do. We've not done any leases. If you look at our D&B, we have no leases other than like a small copier lease. There's a small, the vendor, actually the CIO did it, and I didn't know he did it, actually. It was a small lease for backup software. That's it. I think there's a fork truck lease or something like that.
Okay, so
we run all our capital runs through our work, you know, all our PP&E runs through our credit facility, our working capital.
Gotcha.
And we put in 1.5 to 2 million is a good number. In the initial years, we put in like 3 or 3.5 million.
What are you trying to buy now? Oh, I see a note for like $527,500. Is that the total cost that you're looking for right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and so what we provide, it's not necessarily a lease. We can do what's called an EFA. It's an equipment finance agreement. It's a fixed payment program.
Actually, you know what, the forget what I said about auction. That's a different piece of equipment. I got confused.
No worries.
The stuff you're looking at, we have not bought yet. That's stuff for our fabrication facility in Kentucky. That would be Turn Press. Yeah, that's a Turn Press. I'm doing it. I'm in the car. What else is on that list? Do you have it in front of you? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
I thought I lost you there.
So, I think with this process, what I want to make sure is we're providing something to you of value, and before we have our, you know, lawyer reduce, you know, do an NDA at the end of the day, an NDA is going to be cost some money to review. What are you specifically looking to accomplish in this transaction?
Well, the equipment that you're looking at hasn't been purchased yet.
Okay.
So that's for our fabrication facility.
Okay.
In Kentucky.
Okay, and are you?
We would do a lease on it. We would do a lease on it. We have not purchased that.
Okay, we would do a lease to own or an equipment finance agreement. That's what we specialize in. It's not an operating lease.
That's fine.
Okay, and are you trying to? I think your business, you know, if you're going to be a, you know, Jeremiah said you guys do about $300 million a year in sales. So to me, $500,000 is not a huge drop in the bucket. Are you looking for something just very quick and easy? Are you super rate motivated where you want to get multiple quotes? What are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish here?
I mean, I'd like to do it easy. I mean, you guys called and said it was pre-authorized.
It's pre-authorized for
$500,000. So
That's what triggered me to do it. Okay. I mean, what we could do is this. I'm going to have Jeremiah shoot. And are there certain type of rate or payment expectations you have on this transaction or no?
I mean, we borrowed LIBOR plus 2.5. So, I mean, what type of range were you thinking? And I'll tell you right off the bat.
On equipment financing, just using the equipment as collateral, you'd probably have an effective cost of funds in the range of, say, 6 to 8%.
Yeah, 8 I'll never get it through because this is all good stuff. It's not even bolted to the floor. I mean, it's great collateral.
I understand.
It'll never fly. I'll end up calling around everywhere, and they won't let me do it even if I tried to put it through.
What
about a term? Can you do 4 or 5 years?
We can actually do up to 6 or 7 years.
I don't think we'd want to go that long, to be honest with you, unless you feel it's better for you.
It's not better for us. A lot of customers like longer terms. I mean, I think what we're known for and what I can do is I can have Jeremiah send you an email that kind of recaps it. What we offer, my whole thing is with an NDA, you know, we don't want to put ourselves in a litigious situation, and we will always underwrite a deal internally, but we'll also have a syndicating partner look at it as well, and so we don't want to have an NDA signed where someone's asking us to sign something, and then they're not allowed to review it, you know, especially with a bigger size business such as yourself. So what I'm going to do is this. I mean,
well, you signed the NDA.
What?
You sent the NDA, right?
I don't believe we sent it.
Because we don't,
I think where we add value to our customers and to be as, you know, just what we do is we take a look at your financials and can give you an answer within 24 to 48 hours. We make the process smooth, quick, and easy. We don't ask for money down. So as long as the financials hold water, we're going to only ask for your first and last payment due at signing. We're not going to say, hey, put 25% down like a traditional bank loan and do a 3-year term. We'll say, hey, this is give you a 5-year term. And get one or two payments down. We're here to supplement. Oftentimes, you've got an operating line of credit, so we're not here to compete with that because that's your primary bank. We're here to give you another.
They're
going to crush us all day long. They're going to crush us all day long. But you know, I would tell you, in this situation, you can kind of get... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I think on these transactions, you know, the difference in payment, and there's a lot of kind of people have to make a living, so to speak, but we don't charge any, like, hidden fees or anything of that nature, but I would tell you, you know, there's no type of origination fee. Someone can tell you, hey, you're going to pay 4% and then charge you 3% fee to document your deal, so it's two ass one dozen. You know, as the credit qualifies, I've seen rates in the range of, for a lot of times on the deals, I would say the rates are quoted to your competitive. If we need to come down to something in the mid-sixes, we probably would, but we definitely don't want to turn this into, you know, you should or should not go with us over $10 a month. We offer a speed-based transaction, and I think we can give you something at 5 or 6 years, which I think is 5 or 6 years at 6%.
Yeah, six, I probably could get it through, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
No way can I do it at 8, I'm positive. That's just too big of a hurdle with this type of equipment, because it's, you know, it's not bolted down. It's
absolutely. I mean,
Wells Fargo is going to, Patriarch would,
I mean, if you're, put it
give
way,
you
if
first
you're,
position on it, you know, you'd have the UCC on it, obviously.
If you have a true bank quality transaction, we do deals that are bank like and not even close to bank like. But if you have if your financials are really, really strong, this is not that much money relative to your business. Yeah, we'll compete for your business. But we want to make sure that the reason you're working with Bank of Cardiff is because it's quick, it's fast, it's easy, it's simple. There's not going to be 18 hoops for you to jump through to save $10 a month.
Like last year, we were $6 million of EBITDA, rounding up. We were 5.8 and a half. And you know, this year we're in a $10 million EBITDA, right?
The only reason I can't, we're not here to show, I mean, I can put it in writing, we're not here to, like, sell your financials off to anyone, but we don't just do direct lending, we have syndication partners, and so I don't know how comfortable we're signing that NDA, because that only allows us to take a shot at your deal, and we always, regardless of us giving an approval, we're always going to have a partner of ours or two look at your file, not because we want to shop around your deal, but to make sure that we have the best approval offer, and that's just something we do for the benefit of our customers.
I can't. They would have to sign an NDA. There's no way I could send financials out without an NDA.
Can I ask why not?
It's impossible. I can't.
Can I ask why not?
Oh, my God. Nobody sends financials out without an NDA. I'd get let go. I mean, it's absolutely, totally impossible that I can send financials out. I've never had anybody say to send financials without an NDA.
We get them all the time.
I've never done it. Yeah, I've never, ever in my career. I left Ernst & Ernst, Ernst & Whinney in 1989 or whenever I left there, and I've been a financial officer since. I've never heard that.
Yeah,
with private equity, I mean, they are, like, beyond strict.
Oh, no, I can understand that. Have you guys approached your traditional bank and asked for financing, or are you just kind of seeing what the market is?
They don't want it. It's a $65 million. I mean, they'd say run it through the revolver, which is what we've been doing for 5 years. Everything I buy runs through the revolver. This is the first time, you know, that I'm thinking about leasing. So they don't want to do it anymore. They have $65 million in it. I didn't ask them, say, do a lease. They'd say, we'll just run it through the revolver.
Yeah, we don't want to get ourselves sued.
What do you mean, sued?
You know, some people will have assigned NDAs, and it's happened to companies where they'll get an approval letter, or we'll send it to a partner, and they'll get a letter in the mail,
Why did you represent yourselves? Right off the bat, what made me, you know, deal with you guys, because I haven't heard of me before. No offense intended.
No, there's not. I don't think anything.
We're pre-authorized up to $500,000.
There's pre-approvals generated by our business credit department based on DNB, Paydit, Paynet, Experian Business Credit.
Let's leave it at that level and then put your best offer out, you know, with that in mind.
The pre-approval doesn't mean the actual terms and approval, so I don't know how to answer this question. Let me do this. Let me have the person I need to, who's actually out until the end of the week, review the NDA first thing on Tuesday morning, and if I can get them to sign off on the NDA, I will. And then forward it over to you. If I can, I can. Regardless, I'll give you a call and let you know what we can do. I just don't want to promise something that I'm not allowed to do.
Hey, you can't send it to somebody else, then, the info. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's something internal, I'm saying.
Okay. You would have to have them sign the NDNA.
Correct. I don't sign NDAs. Correct. But yeah, let me see what I can do, and can I follow up with you first thing on Tuesday?
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
You have a great 4th of July. Bye-bye.
You too.